Sean, today's daf yomi is Bamitzia daf ayin chas Bamitzia 78. Today's daf yomi is dedicated to Yeshua for Am Yisrael, Shmir for the Chayyim, Matzah for the Shvayim. The daf yomi is discussing today's daf the idea of what happens when there's a renter and he deviates from the explicit guidelines of the one renting it, and in that context. The Gemara brings a brisa which is seemingly unrelated, but the brisa can perhaps tell us about intent. So the Gemara says, Mikbas Purim, we learned in the brisa that the money that the charity collector collects for Purim from the people of the city to distribute to the poor, this must all be used for Purim. And Mikbas Ha'ir, and all the money that a charity collector collects for the people of one city, has to really only be used L'Osa Ha'ir. Has to be used only for that city. And we can't be too precise. And you can't look at the money that's collected for Purim and say, well, it's enough money that we collected and the rest should go back to charity. But rather, if you have too much money that you collected for Purim, you take a calf, the shochtan lochanosan, you give the poor people on Purim a big meal, and the rest will go into the charity collection. But whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, Migbas Purim with Purim, the money that you collect for Purim must be used only for Purim. Ve'ena ani rishay likach man ritzul sandalo. Even the poor person cannot use the extra money for a strap for a shoe. Elam kain hisna b'mamar anshe'ir. Unless he made a condition, a stipulation in front of all the people of the city, and he goes back and asks them for permission, the leaders of the city. That's the position of Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Meir. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is Mekil. He says, no, they can change their mind. But anyway, we see from here that the reason why it cites it, the Gemara is telling us that poor person cannot change from the original owner's intent. That's only on Purim. But meaning to say that's what the matter that's being used for Purim. And so too we must want to suggest that perhaps it's Rav Meir's position in general. We see here the holiness of Purim, that according to Rabbi Meir, that money that you collect for Purim can only be used on Purim.